Paleontology. Very, very long in the tooth. Million-year-old mammoth genomes push the limits of a revolutionary technique.
In the 1966 science fiction movie 1 Million Years BC, Raquel Welch and John Richardson traverse a primitive landscape inhabited by dinosaurs and early humans. The film was low on science and high on fiction. By then, dinosaurs were long dead, and humans, at least ones resembling Ms. Welch and Mr. Richardson, were hundreds of millennia away. A more accurate picture of Earth's inhabitants at the time is now being revealed. In research published in Nature, a team of scientists, led by Anders Götterström at the University of Stockholm and Luva Dahlén at the Center for Paleogenetics, also in Sweden, describe sequencing DNA samples from mammoths that lived and died in northeastern Siberia around 1 million years ago. The team's work represents a new record, for their mammoth DNA is, by some 500,000 years, the oldest ever successfully reconstituted. Extracted from horses, bears, and even Neanderthals and Denisovans, two close cousins of modern humans, such ancient DNA has proved an invaluable tool for investigating the past. Although fossils preserve the gross physical features of extinct animals, they are silent about many crucial details that even an incomplete genome can help to fill in. The trouble with DNA is that it breaks down post-mortem. The more broken down it is, the harder it is to sequence. Scientists think that after about 6 million years, all that would be left would be individual base pairs, the equivalent of trying to reconstruct a book from a heap of its constituent letters. Under the right conditions, however, such as the extreme cold of Arctic permafrost, this decay can be slowed. Dr. Dahlén and his colleagues were interested in three mammoth molars extracted in the 1970s from Siberian geological layers that suggested great age. Samples from each were sent to Dr. Dahlén's laboratory in 2017. Having checked they had not been unduly contaminated by bacteria or the shaking hands of awestruck paleontologists, strands of DNA were extracted, sequenced, and dated. Whereas DNA samples from a living animal can run to several hundreds of thousands of letters, the time-worn mammoth samples yielded strands mere dozens of letters long. This is close to the limit of what is scientifically usable, says Ludovic Orlando, a biologist at the Center for Anthropobiology and Genomics of Toulouse.